Blog Talk Radio.
You're on.
Hi. Oh, hi. I thought we'd just talk a little bit about some stuff that Bob and Sandy show yesterday with Claudie, talking about stuff in the psych realms with the Orions and some wonderments I didn't have a chance to ask Claudie about, what she saw of things like if the universal guide had to go through experiences like we are experiencing with these Orions and stuff making us slaves, if they had to experience, go through that stuff, or before then, when the Orions hadn't come to the planet Earth here in this psych realm, if it was different, if they had the same kind of necessary experiences to go through to make it to the real universes. Because it seems like if beings knew that by being a certain way, they would have to experience astral hell or come back in robotic bodies, maybe for kind of like forever, that they'd not want to do the things that would make them have to live that way, experience that kind of stuff. Like, unless they were being prevented by, like, the Orions, by their mind controlling stuff, but that's still in the psych realms compared to the real you, the universal being. So I'm just wondering if they had a choice, we would all seem to not want to go to the astral hells or come back as robots. Why it would be that we would do the things that would, if we knew doing certain things would send us there, that we wouldn't want to do them. But mainly the thought was about the real guides and the experiences they had to go through. That was similar to what's going on now in the psych realms. Does anybody have a comment about that kind of stuff?
I imagine it's always particular to the era and the consciousness of the people. So here what Dwayne's facing is totally, you know, in a way, it's different than any other. It's very unique to any other time or any of the situations the other guides have had to face. You know, I mean, it's still dangerous in that respect. It's the same because they don't want us here. They don't want Dwayne here. So in the past, the guides were hunted down and killed and destroyed because it was a perceived threat to their domination, which we're really trying to present that it's not a threat. We're not trying to pose a threat or take them down. It's It's to help everybody, including them, to wake up if they choose, so they can have what they can have what they want, you know, have created for themselves. That's not the issue here. That's okay, because everything's okay. Nothing's negated, but there is the factor of if you want to make better choices, if you want to see more, become more aware, then we're just giving people the opportunity to do that with. So the guides, there's a little bit in the Akankar teachings about some of that past history of what they went through. Whether that's made up or not, I'm not sure, but it sounds good. It's a nice story. You could probably check with them, you know, if you could go to the real site and check with them personally and see if they would want to share with you what they had to go through. But I would say that any of them met challenges that were far beyond anything that a president would have or a leader in the traditional sense, because they're presenting something that's far beyond anything that people have come to know as spiritual, religious, God, godly, and all that. So very challenging to get people beyond that, to even have them consider that there's something beyond that, because they do have this comfort zone that they like to go back into. And if you notice, they usually fit what is presented to them, to their already preconceived ideas of what they think heaven might be like or the spiritual life may be like. So if it fits with what they've already considered, then they're usually going to go along with it. And if it doesn't, then you're probably, if they can't relate to it, you've probably lost out. You're going to lose them, which is fine. You know, they have a right to go and do what they want. But it's very challenging for the guides, I see, to come here and work with the consciousness at the time, the circumstances, and create something unique. It doesn't even have to be unique. It's just something that the people can relate to. See, just what can they relate to just at the base level, and then from there, move it along from there to something that they could, you know, see more from. But they have to make that choice and decision. So the real guides can't do anything other than give them the opportunity, give them hints and good references, and sometimes even a little creative trickery, you know, just to kind of maybe see what they would do. You know, anything, use their desires, use their interests and what they love to do to motivate them to see more. So it's not what the spiritual and religious life has been made to be. It's a lot more, and that's why it's so challenging, because people aren't willing to go there. I don't know if we have more people in this house here that might want to comment on that. Could you repeat the question again? Are you there?
Yeah, what I was talking about was, if people, beings, knew by their actions that they would go to an astral hell or come back in a robotic body, possibly forever, and if they were given the opportunity to decide for themselves to be certain ways instead of the ways that would make them have to go to the astral hells, that it would make sense that they would do the things that would prevent them from having to come back as robots, maybe forever, or experience the astral hells for a long time. This psych realm stuff is so new in ways to me about this experience to be going through. It seems like it is necessary, because if we were in La La Land here, there'd be no incentive to care about getting to any better experiences in life. We'd just stay in these psych realms if we didn't have things like reptilians making us slaves and not wanting to be their slaves, and it's just that I think a person would decide to not want to go to an astral hell if it was revealed to them by their actions what makes them go to an astral hell, or by their actions what would make them come back in a robotic form of life, maybe forever, and never get to experience the adventure of what the mind can't really comprehend, how wonderful experiences it could have in the universe, in the real universes.
Hey,
it was like
Henry. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was saying, Tim, that there's so many people here on the earth, and they all have that part of them, their real awareness, that can recognize, you know, the real universe of their real awareness. Eventually, if they make it their focus and their intent to support life, put life first, and share something wonderful. But people they're so unaware that they're not even seeing that part of themselves, because they're so focused on what they're taught to focus on here, which is what the reptilians are controlling people to focus on. And so they just see that. And they can always decide to see more, just like you have and Val and Kelsey and myself here. You know, we are in this matrix, or this level, this part of creation, and we can see that what's going on here doesn't make any sense. And part of everybody can see that, but they have to decide to take the risk, because, you know, it's a risk to get past what you've ever known. And like Val was saying before, the guides, they went through a whole lot to eventually, you know, see the is. It's a huge journey, because you've been creating all this nonsense for lifetimes to keep yourself here instead of waking up. So you have to go through all that nonsense and to eventually make sense and support the natural environment, which is life itself. But the reptilians here, they're destroying the environment, and people see that for them to continue to survive here, which makes sense. You know, everybody came here to gain experience and become more aware. So people don't just want to die, or most of them don't. And so for them to gain more experience, they have to survive here. And to survive here, people are taught that you have to support the system that is poisoning and polluting the planet. And so it comes to a point where we have to create a real purpose and a real opportunity for people to stand up or step up and do something real with the natural environment, which makes sense with the whole of life. And people can do that, and you can still operate within the system that doesn't make sense, because it does make sense in a way to keep yourself going so that you can do something real and wonderful, but you don't have to agree to it, and you can become more aware and surpass it, and you can share what you learn with others so they can do the same, until eventually we have a real position, a real opportunity to see and be more like the sun shining. And yeah, it's a huge journey, and but people they can't see the bigger picture because they're so stuck in their personal self doing what they've been taught to do for so many lifetimes. So yeah, it's a whole lot, and but yeah, it's it always gets better, you know, as more people see what makes sense and step up and support each other and support life itself, and as you individually support life more, life will show you more of itself, and so it just gets better, really. And so as it gets better for us, as we see more, others will see that we see more, and eventually they can decide to see more with us, which is happening all the time. It just takes a while for it to show up here physically, but until then we keep going and we keep doing what makes sense. And yeah, a lot of people, they're still going to want to go to the lower astral realm when they leave this place because they haven't taken the time to recognize what they're creating while they're here. And so they'll just keep, you know, going along with the cycle until they eventually decide to step up and go through everything they've created and do something. But until then, that's where they are, and that's their decision. It's a very low level of unawareness, just like the reptilians are. That's all they see. That's how they see they can survive here, is by feeding off the energy of other beings. And realistically, you can just be okay, and you can support life, and life can support you instead of destroying life and surviving that way. That doesn't make any sense. So. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Henry. It makes you wonder, but like Claudie talking about the Orions, I guess, Enki and Marduk and on, Reptilian Queen and Kings and in this passing dream, what I was getting at about the real guides is that, like Claudie says, well, they changed what I guess we call DNA or something to make us human beings instead of monkeys. Well, I see, like the real guides, they seem to be what I see is physically like humans. And did they go through that? Do they have to be like the Orions interfered with the monkeys here on this earth, and if to make humans but maybe even more than that is before the Orions even came to this earth, what was actually going on? It sounds like the real guide seen the very formation of the earth, and from what we call beginning of the life on earth. Well, at least the is. Like the sun has seen all of it, and it's just a little speck of hardly anything in this passing dream, this physical psych stuff anyway, in eternalness. But could that's what I was getting at, if they had similar experiences to change their DNA from being a monkey or some other form of in the physical, how it's a wonderment instead of a question, because I guess the real guides would know, I guess. Anyway,
well, yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, it's something that could be researched or asked again to the real guides. But, you know, whether it makes that much difference, it's just, it's, we're always referring to the now. So even the, all our past lives and all our experiences, all our loves and desires, I mean, they just go poof. Really, they're just dust in the wind, you know, in terms of in comparison to the now and the vastness of and the nowness of life is, and that's where the adventure is. So these are interesting ideas, and they can be researched and looked at and used for relation. You know, it helps to compare and relate to your real awareness in some way, and it often can. But again, we're dealing with the now, the nowness, and that's where the real adventure lies, because it's always new now, and it's nothing. It doesn't really relate to anything else. The isness doesn't relate to the worlds of creation, although you can use the worlds of creation and all your experiences to give you a reference to this reality, but in essence, it doesn't relate to them, but you can relate to it, you know, or try with your imagination and your experiences and all the things, you know, everything you've got with that you see within you, you can use those to come up to a point where you can recognize this isness, because everything is available for you, for each person. So it's that's what creation is. It's for us to utilize to recognize this reality. And again, one more thing, this example of like a total blackness or being in the middle of the ocean where you have no references, you have no anchor points. Everything is like you're just a point of view. So creation provides an anchor point of view, different points of view, so you can see what doesn't work, what isn't real, and compare it to what is real. And that's how you come upon this reality and start recognizing it and perceiving it for what it is. And then it's just a matter of going along with the process. Once you get the process, how it works, then you just are part of the whole, you know, what it is, and then you can be okay. And that's what I like about it. You're okay. You know, you don't have to struggle anymore. You're okay. I mean, it does take some keeping up with. You have to keep up with it. Like Dwayne says, you have to update resume. Yes, you have to update your resume constantly, because it's not, you can't just sit around and be okay. You have to contribute. You don't have to, but it really makes a difference when you contribute to this reality and support it. Just like you're supporting the real guides who support you. Well, this reality too, if you support it, it'll support you. And that's real. That becomes very real and wonderful. So, thanks.
Yeah. The doing something for those who are trapped here in this matrix, isn't that what Dwayne's here for? So that they can become aware of what they don't know about being, having a way through the new you. to connect with the real guides and get out of this psych realm crap that we're stuck in, but I guess is necessary for us to go through. So the doing something for those that are trapped here is, I guess, by us learning what we can do to, I guess, be helpful. Because everybody would stay trapped here by the reptilians, and they're making us human, or having us farm animals for them, or whatever we are for them. Because Wayne was mentioning, and he says, the world is on a very fast forward to destroy itself. And he also says the world is not going to change. Well, the free will, I guess, the future view, or what's known, is main thing is to focus on the real universes, not this psych realm stuff. This is focus on getting out of this psych realm stuff into the real universes, and by helping others be aware of getting out of this psych realm, reincarnation and human farming and all these brutalitarians and religions and all the forced education, teach people the way they want you to be. And if you don't conform, you either get locked up, killed, or whatever they do to you. All these wars, religious fanaticism, and so the real universes sound like a very wonderful place to have as a being, to be free and not be affected by all this, whatever you call it, nonsense, or the opposite of what is good. What would be the way, like Dwayne, trying to provide, and the real universal guides, the references to the whole world right now? You know, if you make the sun disappear, you've got everybody's attention. And what would be, I don't know, called right or wrong about that? Or other things too, like the psychic miracle stuff. Whatever it seems like it would take the helpfulness of others to pay attention, instead of being maybe conditioned to not pay attention. And how would they ever have the chance to pay attention if they're constantly being conditioned not to pay attention to anything else but what they're conditioned to pay attention to, like these smartphones and computers and televisions and their football games? I'll mention I had a real side experience the other night after that football game that the masses seem to think is so important. And it may sound strange, but there was a guy and he caught poop and he was running around with it. And it was no different, it seemed like, than a football or poop. And what's the big deal about running around with some poop? You know, it's almost funny that the way the masses think about what is enjoyable or important. So that seems like part of the conditioning. Everything, the advertisements, whatever it's called, the propaganda to make everybody think about, oh, it's so important, and have you been to this or done that? And it just seems interesting to even wonder how it would take place to get the masses' attention about what really is important, to even get to know about their five bodies and these real universes and the real universal guides, and that they have hints and things in books on the earth as it seems like at this time that now there's hardly any attention going on about the new presentation and the projects. I don't see millions of children knowing about it, or hardly any, even thousands out of all the billions on Earth. So it makes me wonder what it's going to take to get their attention. We talk on these Skypes and we talk on the radio here, and it just seems like, will it get their attention? Even one person at a time, maybe that's just what's taking place. It just seems like in the now, it's not important to mankind. Would anybody want to talk about what they think about why or how or what to do?
I think we have a victim. I mean, here's somebody here.
Yeah, this is a great time that you're doing the show every week. This is Kelsey Brown. So it's fun to listen to. Hi, it's fun to listen to your views. We'll see who calls in or listens to this later. These are very interesting talks here. So it's very simple what we've been sharing with people, the new you, and to test the new you, but we're just finding to keep it simple and promote the fruit trees with the city councils and the children, and just asking people if they fly in their dreams to see if they light up a little bit and eventually they could possibly read the books by Duane. But that's where there's all these projects that people can decide to step up and get involved with, like the All Solar Research Vessel Project. And you have Dean Bao here with Nations United Universal University and the homeschool. We're going to be interviewing a gal this coming week. Last week was the Creative Literal Size with Dean Bao and guest, and a very interesting fellow that's been doing his best to do something that makes sense on this earth with surviving and supporting the natural environment with living structures. So he's taking a step to do something. And we're going to be having on the new homeschool show a gal that is an admin of a Crystal Indigo children group. And we're also starting to put it out there that we're doing a documentary series on people's dreams, specifically the children's dreams. So we're inviting the children or parents of the children or anyone that knows of some children's dreams that they've had to come on Skype and allow us to video record that so that we can put all of the experiences of the children together just as a way to do something, some kind of documentary series. I've seen people put together a series about children with psychic abilities and indigo children, and it's interesting what some of the kids see about the ideas that are put on them with these different labels. They basically just see themselves as kids, and then they get a label like indigo children, etc. But I did make a really fun video that's on my YouTube channel, Kelsey Lynn Brown, and it's off of a group that Duane, the great writer, wrote called Autism Upside. And we actually did a website, autismupside.strikingly.com. There's a couple websites we've done on autism. And there's also a Parents Against Vaccination group that we have. And there's a pen post in that group that can be downloaded and parents can read it and share it around the vaccine or anti-vaccine, whatever the stance is within those communities, people that are aware of that topic. So on my YouTube channel, there's a video, Autism Upside, and it shows the different children that remember some different children that remember being in their mother's belly and even what they were deciding before they came into this life. So they remember some of their past lives and they remember what it was like to be floating around in the belly of their mother. It's fun to hear their experiences. And some other children that can see other dimensions too. And quite a few of them on the video are autistic, what has been labeled as autistic in today's society. And they can do a whole lot of awesome things. So I did this video for people to see more and to possibly recognize their real awareness and for the parents to get a hold of the new books, and especially for the kids to be able to sing New You. Any children that are labeled as autistic or indigo children or just anyone at all, they can usually see these people that are labeled a certain way. They can see, especially little babies, they can see the light still that comes with singing the New You, and they can even see the real universal guides. So that's something I wanted to share and to listen to the kids, what they see when they sing this song. And the younger, the better, because the more open they are, the less conditioning they have from TV, parents, religion, whatever, education, et cetera, radio in this world. So that's what I wanted to share. So we're just coming up with simple ideas. The Africans are going to be doing a walk-a-thon or a marathon. And they have created T-shirts. They've created T-shirts many times in Africa, especially the Congo and Nigeria. And they're going to be doing a walk-a-thon for the new Trees for All with Rebizar. So it's really wonderful, and everybody can do something where they're at, whether it's the city council meetings, asking people if they fly in their dreams, just sharing on Facebook, and just like the live video you're doing, and contacting more kids and more people, just contacting more groups and see if anyone wants to step up and share it. You know, we're just on our adventure having fun. There's so much to do and there's so many ways to be creative, and there's so many creative people on this earth that have real awareness, and it'll be fun to see them step up. And a lot of work too. Maybe work's not the right word, but anyway, a lot of things to get through, so that'll be fun too.
Lots. Kelsey, for talking about all the different things that are going on about making people, helping people become more aware, I just noticed I wrote down a little, I guess you call it a quotation. I think it's from one of Dwayne the Great Writer's new books. It says, "A true perception of what is real now is the only answer to all that is needed. Those who are still lost will stay as they are until the real guidance appears and demonstrates what is in this very nowness." Would anybody like to talk about the true perception of what is real now?
The true perception of what is real now?
Yeah, a true perception of what is real now is the only answer to all that is needed. So those words, when we're trying to, what do you call it, pay attention, figure it out, what it means to ourselves. A true perception of what is real now is the only answer to all that is needed. Does anybody want to talk about what they see as the true perception of what is real now?
Well, I would say one part of that is what's not real now. You could go, that's something you could actually figure out or compare, use as a comparison. And what's not real now is usually your attitudes and old ideas and things about attachments and things like that. So if you keep looking at that, you could say it's kind of introspective. It's kind of like you don't want to be too introspective in terms of turning on yourself, but look at what you're during the day, your attention is on, where your ideas are, your attitudes, what you're looking at in your mind. Keep check of that, manage that, be objective about it, and then you'll pretty soon see you don't need these things. They're just encumbrances, and once you let go of it, then you become more aware automatically. It's like a process of elimination, or dropping these things, and then what's there is usually what already is. It's not like you have to go for something or there's not a goal. You don't have a goal in mind or a destination because it's already here. It's already here and now. So it's a matter of getting yourself out of the way and all your misconceptions about what really is going on, and then just seeing, perceiving what's already there. Because the thing is, you can't add anything to this reality. That's a biggie. You can't. People think, well, I can use my creative imagination and mock this up and mock that up, but that's only part of it. It's a step toward this perception and recognition, but you actually can't add anything to it because it's already perfect. So you're just there as a witness or as like an observer, basically. And then your position, Dwayne calls it UP, is like what your choice is in terms of how you see it, how you position yourself with it, with this reality, and then how you contribute, sharing it. So it's different than what we're used to in the spiritual path, this nowness. And again, it's more like all these things we've collected through lifetimes of attitudes, ideas, and everything. And these things are sticky. They come with us each lifetime. We bring them with us like little baggage. So, and since we've been here so many lifetimes, then there's a lot to everybody and their personal creation. I call it personal creation. It's just like this being that each of us has created. As our personal self, we bring these things with us into each lifetime, and then consider them as real, and they are to a certain extent in this reality, but they have no reality in the real universes. They're just they're just references. So people think they're realities. People think that the physical is a reality, where it's just a place in life, and it's temporary. And once you pass on, the real side, your physical self is gone. You're going to be stuck with yourself still. You won't have the physical, but you'll still be stuck with the things you've considered as real. And so it behooves you to like get ready now, prepare now for losing the physical, and basically it's looking at the intent, looking at your intent. What are you going to be as a being of real light? What's your intent? And that will actually be your survival, your best survival bet is a good, clean intent with this reality. And whether you have a physical body or not, it's that intent that will that will be a benefit for you and for others too. So just a little bit of it, a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, Val. I was listening and you mentioned perceiving as what a true perception sounds like, being able to perceive what is real now. The important part, it seems like, is that this new you song specifies a person wants to connect with the real universes and the real guides. And until they're given the opportunity, like through all of us involved trying to share this new you song so that people can test it for themselves and connect with the real universal guides, they're going to stay lost until real guidance appears. So maybe that's what is the real guidance, is that by providing the people, the masses, with the new you, which for sure will be rejected by the religions and all this other nonsense, scientific communities and the educational field. And because without this real guidance, they're going to stay lost. So this is the opportunity right now to, on this earth, through Dwayne bringing the new you to people to test, to take the risk and see if they connect, if it's truth to themselves about what's really going on here in these psych realms and a lot more than they ever imagined going on in real universes of real freedom. Next Wednesday, Mr. Benson has said he'd probably be available to have an interview on the Blog Talk Radio show. He's doing, book signings in Northern California up there in the Bay Area, San Francisco today. I'm just looking at this talk like we have something to share, and how we're going about sharing it, because it does seem like there's only so much time to be able to present this, because it seems like these reptilians or Morduk or whoever still has control or powers that be on this planet maybe deciding to destroy the planet. Actually, it does seem within their abilities. To destroy this little speck of dust if they decided to. So it is the now. Whoever's listening out there, if there's anyone that the real guides have made to get to listen to this Blog Talk Radio today, it's important to find out for yourself by singing the new you like 15 minutes before you go to sleep, and 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning, and see what life shows you. Because it sounds like we may be robotized and in deformed bodies and stuff if we reincarnate, keep reincarnating, it's getting worse and worse. I guess this is the opportunity is right now. I really don't have much more to say today. I'd just like to listen to whatever anybody else might have to say about this new you presentation or about the projects that are involved to bring this forth to mankind so that everybody has the opportunity to at least test it for themselves and hear about it.
Take the risk taker to come out and talk about this. So I appreciate you coming and doing this, Tim. There's others too that are to a certain extent. I mean, they're not talking about what we're talking about, but they are becoming more aware. You know, it's basically through the internet now that they're seeing the distortions and corruptions that are going on with the governments and the controllers and the elites and the reptilians and all that. So the knowledge is out there. People are starting to wake up, and a few people are doing something about it. That it just takes a risk taker to come out and share, because there is a factor of danger, because they'll get rid of you or they'll, you know, do harm to your career or family. So there's something to that. And like before you said, you know, they are watching. The reason that this stuff isn't out there, because they are watching people, and they do take care of people that say too much sometimes. So the idea is, the more people that do agree to or disagree to what they're doing, the better off everybody else will be, and the so-called safer will be, although it's never safe here in the creation world, because there'll always be the cow, the negative forces and all that, because it's their rulership. But we can do something while we're here. Just reminds me of one more story here. This other day, we had this other radio show with Bob and Sandy, and there was a fellow on. His name was Randy, and he's done a lot of conversions with different fuels for cars, hydrogen and compressed gas, natural gas, and different safer fuels and more eco-friendly fuels. Well, he did one conversion in the 80s. He had a Ford truck, a 1970 Ford truck, where he converted into, I forget exactly what it was, what kind of fuel, but it was, you know, it was nothing new even then, but he converted it to where it got almost 100 miles a gallon, it's clean burning. And he actually sold it, or somebody bought it, and they sold it for $2.5 million, I think he said. And this is who bought it? Standard Oil bought it. And what he said is they put it on a flatbed truck, and they drove it to the dump and just dumped it. You know, because they don't want this kind of. They don't want this kind of technology out there because, they have a monopoly on the oil business, and they want to keep their profits up. And that's just one of the things, one of the little things that's going around. But there's so much corruption. This world is so bad, so steeped in negativity that they will watch people, and they'll, you know, do what they can to prevent them from waking up and from sharing. So But at the same time, what we're doing, we're basically the only light in this world right now. Even though a lot of people are doing some good things, they don't see the real universes like we do. We're presenting the real reality beyond the gods of man and all the spiritual paths. So who else is doing that? And so we're the only ones out here doing this. And so it's like, who's going to listen? We'll see. A few people are waking up, and we're all over Facebook and doing the Blog Talk Radio shows. We've got Skypes, we've got projects all over the world. So we're doing what we can. And same with you, Tim. So thank you for being on. I'm in the show.
Yeah, sure. I would mention that by testing this new you sessions to connect with the real guides, we are promised that the real guides give us protection. So that gives us courage that we have backup.
Right, there's some of that. Basically, it's life. You know, the more aware you are, the more backup or protection you have. It's just natural, because life takes care of itself. So it's not necessarily somebody's going to come and save you, but life itself, in its entirety, sees that and by its very nature, it's a survivor, so it's going to be your link with it. If you're tied to it and relate to it, then you're with it. You're part of it, so you're going to survive.
I did see that information on this technology now being provided about the free energy with magnets and copper and... maybe it's crystals involved too. It might not be the size of the crystal, but the shape. But there seems to be a way to get away from these pollutants in the air by using this modern technology. If a person can find it, the free energy, and put it into to action to use for... I guess it creates electricity, the free energy, like Tesla stuff. It is seemingly available. There are people presenting their experiments and showing how it works. They're taking the risk without the protection pretty much of the real guides in their life at the present, it seems. But there is this new technology being put out on this computer stuff. If a person looks it up, they can find the ways to make energy that's all around us in the air, and we don't have to use oil or things that pollute the air.
Been around, yeah. It's been around. It's been suppressed all this time. So we shall see how far we get.
Yeah, if the inventors would just not connect to their personal lives and would just build it and present it in many, many, many places all over the cities and towns and people would see, and then they'd be duplicating it, and then there wouldn't seem to be able anything that the brutalitarians or the world controllers could do about it. But if they're taking credit for building the apparatus to make the free energy, then they're in jeopardy of the brutalitarians finding them and getting rid of them. So it would be like just create it and put it out where people can see it and become aware of it. And the more places, the better. And then it would spread. But anyway, that's just in this psych realm stuff. And for the betterment of life on the earth at the present. But it doesn't sound like it's going to get better here. It's only going to get worse. So the main thing is to get real guidance and the real education to get to the real universes, to not have to reincarnate anymore.
I think you're onto something, Tim.
People get a consciousness going where they're agreeing to not use the fossil fuels or things that pollute the air or water and food, to have a view of how good life could be for everyone. And I think that that's how it is in the real universes. Anyway, would anybody like to talk about anything in particular else today?
Well, just one has to be a little creative and clever. This, we're talking about the water, the fuel for the water, or the fuel for the cars. And here in California, they've got lots of restrictions on these alternative fuel, options. The EPA has this approved kit. Cost, I think I was talking to Randy, this fellow, it has an approved kit for $12,000 or something. $4,000 of that is just goes into their pocket. It doesn't cost that much. I mean, it costs very little to convert your vehicle to one of these alternative fuels. But they have it, all these restrictions set up so that it makes it very difficult, and they price it out of people's means, actually, by doing it. So if they really wanted clean air, I mean, they would make it so it would be available, but they're not. So he has things like you could take it off and on, because his conversion is so clean that the smog, if you go get a smog check, smog certificate, they won't even read it, and it'll say it didn't pass because it's so clean. It won't register. So he's being clever and trying to get something so that you can take it on and off. So when you go get a smog certificate and check, you can take his device off and then have it go through and then put it back on when you're done with the test. So it takes a little cleverness and creativity all the time. And we're not really shown that in the spiritual paths. We're shown, you worship and pray and love each other and all that. Do they really talk about being creative or clever or using your common, using what makes sense? It's always kind of up in the air, worshiping and praying to somebody you don't even know, this God or these beings, these angels that are supposedly beneficial. You don't really know. So what we're advocating more is this, what makes sense. You got to kind of look at it, what is really happening in the world, and make sense of it. I mean, really, really sit down and not what you believe is happening, like the chemtrails. Well, I don't believe it's. I believe that they're condensation trails, it's not about belief. It's just you know, do a little research and you'll see there's so much on what's being sprayed up there by these military jets. It's not about belief. It's just what's actually happening, and then being creative in terms of how you handle it, because again, it's a dangerous world. It's always been, it's always going to be, no matter what people say, no matter what the government says about protecting you and keeping you safe, it's dangerous here. So Kim says, seeing the new you, and watch your dreams and make sense of things the best you can, and do something to contribute.
Yeah, thanks, Val. I was just noticing another little quotation. Duane says that real love is demonstrated. And what is it we do on Earth here that keeps us apart? Why isn't everybody agreeable and trying to make the world a better place for everyone?
That's why you have this show, Investigator Tim, to find out. Yes. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Alert the world. The new you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it seems like we have the opportunity to make people aware of how good life can be. And I'm thankful for the chance and this guidance that we're being given, the education we're being given. So Duane, Ava, and everybody involved seem to be so important right now on this earth, before it all goes to the worst imaginable. We've got this chance to help many like we'd want to be helped ourselves. This study of life, of being, and all these experiences we're having and have gone through, and all the things that we don't know that maybe are important, and when the time's right, the guides will let us know what it is that would be best to do for everyone. Anyway, I'm glad to talk with everybody, and I hope that somebody out there, that the real guides have given you an opportunity to hear about the new you song and test it for yourself. And there's also the Skypes Kelsey was talking about, and these Blog Talk Radio shows. I'm still not sure how people would find to get to listen to them.
You would go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown. That's where all of the radio shows are archived. There are also some radio shows on my YouTube channel, which is Kelsey Lynn Brown, and on my SoundCloud account, which is Kelsey Lynn Brown, and on New, N-U, Kevin Smith, three words, New Kevin Smith. On New Kevin Smith YouTube channel, there are multiple, if not into the hundreds of recordings from our Skype calls all over the world over the past few years. Kevin Smith of Leighton Buzzard in the United Kingdom has been editing those and uploading some of those excerpts and audios of real side experiences, conversations with Dwayne and many of our friends around the world in different projects over the past 2 years. So those Skype archives and recordings are on NU, Kevin Smith, New Kevin Smith, and there are some on my YouTube channel as well, Kelsey Lynn Brown, but specifically for all of the Blog Talk Radio shows within the past year. They're going to be on blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown and on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. That's where you can purchase the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer, 1 through 9. And there's also the Rebizar book, the Rebizar Duva book. These are color books, hardcover. And there's also the True Courses, the Children's Dream Course, the All Life Supporter. So that's more so than a life coach. The 3-year course by Dwayne the Great Writer. You can get involved with others as well as you're taking these courses and share on Skype or within your local community as you're reading through these courses and having experiences and trying to better understand. So those are on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, PDF, paperback, and hardcover. And there's also the kids' books on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com and newhomeschool.club, newhomeschool.club, and that's the kids' books 1 through 6. And there is also a dream journal, a real side journal you can purchase on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. It has an awesome image of Rebizar on the front and some kids within it, pictures of children, and then it goes into the different months of the year so that you can take down notes or write down your real side experiences that way to eventually type them out onto a computer or put them in audio to share with people. So blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown and wonderfulworldeducators.com.
Yeah, thanks again for letting everybody know about all the opportunities that are being presented that they can get a hold of to if they want to pay attention. I'm not sure if our time's just about up or how long it goes. Is there anything else anybody'd like to mention?
I would just say let's sing the new you so everybody can hear how we sound and they can test it and have fun singing it tonight or when they listen to this recording.
That sounds great. New you, you, you.
New you.
New you, you, you. New you, you, you. That was wonderful. We'll see everybody.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. We'll see ya.